This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Coercion may already be a crime, but in Michigan, the frequency of coerced abortion and the cost borne by others have led that state's legislature to send bills to Governor Rick Snyder that, if signed, would both make abortion coercion a specific crime and add significant penalties. The bill especially targets sex slavery operations that rely on coercion and abortion as a kind of backup contraception. And signage at abortion clinics would help women being coerced to escape that coercion. South Carolina is getting a new law banning late-term abortions of pain-capable infants. Doctors violating the ban face hefty fines and prison time. Besides, for those extremely rare cases where a mother's life is in jeopardy, the bill allows one more exception for when a fatal defect makes life outside the womb impossible. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe in the inherent dignity of every human being, beginning with natural conception and ending with natural death. We believe that every life is unique and holds potential, and that every life deserves celebration, regardless of the circumstances of conception, status, or health. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
In other headlines, tabbed to chair the upcoming platform deliberations, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso is expected to keep the pro-life position in the GOP political platform. And Anna Caceres is a Brazilian journalist putting her face to the condition feared to be behind the Zika virus. Thriving despite microcephaly, her success is a reminder that the enemy is a mosquito, not unborn children. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.